1968. The flower power bubble had burst, the seams of the silk shirts were in tatters, the dance of life was to take a new twist. I was now able to walk without crutches by wearing a caliper. My right tibia bone had reluctantly fused together at last, but the leg muscles were too wasted to support me. Plenty of physio was needed to strengthen it. Pain and perseverance was my watchword now. Roger Hayward had bought my old drum kit and was now enjoying the odd bash with the Alan Keel trio. He introduced me to the other members, Alan Sidwell and Dave Powis. Alan was a lorry driver whilst Dave had just started as an engineer at Bath TV. Service at 78 Walcott Street. Well, he said he was one, but I had my doubts after a week or two in his company. A guy called Malcolm James rented this shop from Bath City Council and owned another TV shop in Timsbury. The Timsbury shop had unfortunately been set on fire by his wife Jean and needed to be rebuilt. A chip pan on the gas cooker left unattended. I was transported to this shop along with a washing machine in the back of a Hilmer Imp van. I'd never been to the village before, much excitement at exploring the world then at age 20. Under the stewardship of Gordon White in the Bath shop, I was to rekindle an old skill for a while, and together with Dave Powis we made the odd attempt to repair and sell TVs. Tom Tomasio from Birmingham came quite regularly with his transit full of black and white ex-rental TV sets. Our job was to convince people of Bath that they needed one of these for their entertainment. Two channels now, BBC One on Chapter 6 and ITV at last on Chapter 8 Bathunton. A boom time for Rodney Baker at Bath TV Aerials, new business, another friend of Gordon White and Malcolm James. How often are you going to make £500 in a day in your studio? I was becoming impressed with my barrister. I had spent my teenage years with things pressed against me. I considered his wisdom of playing the long game. I wanted to play the short game, take the money and run. This was our second long day at Bristol Crown Court. The driver from Hell's Brief had put an offer of on the table, full settlement of his client's liability for the motorbike accident on the 16th of July 1965. Go in the box or take the money, box, money, money box. Never had this trouble with Michael Miles, decisions, decisions. It's a good offer, but you could risk less if we go into court, brief words from the barrister. A small fortune for my 21st birthday then, first, second and third, aid for the journey. But I couldn't wait for another 9 months until I was 21 to get my hands on it. Do you think the judge will let me have some now to get my recording business going? Said I expectantly. I had brought my crutches along, for the sympathy vote, and on them I waddles into the box, puts my request to the judge for £700 up front. Agreed, job done then, drinks all round when we get home. My solicitor Basil Platt and the Bath Liberal Building Society shared interest in the balance of my justice for a while then until I was 21. The floodgate opened, Dark Sun and Pinker here we come. How many? Said Dave. Just four Beyer M260 ribbon mics for now, and some good solid stands. Oh, and 600 ohm balanced extension cables, and some with step-up transformers. Got a couple Shure 555 unidirectionals as well. This conversation made Dave Southall's day. All those years of his encouragement paid off, sales at last. Mr. Lewis at Lue Radio in Moorland Road demonstrated a Ferrograph 634 from Huntley's, of Old Bond Street, to me, a quality green product of the Wear and Write company. Stereo machine, twin VU meters, three separate heads, separate record forward slash play and erase channels for overdubbing, microphone. And line level INS forward slash outs. headphone sockets and one monitor speaker. Semi-pro kit then, sold. Can I take it now? A new Eagle amp and full-range speakers sated the retail therapy lust for now. Off home them to make the 3000 CU.inch base ported cabinets for these little 8 beauties. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Percy Boys Club, they LL meet you there, said Bob Pierce, a friend and fellow audiophile. A practice room, soundproof, with padded walls. I felt at home here. Specially built into the basement of the club in New King Street, Bath. Bob Pierce also aspired to set up a studio in Bath, so in a joint effort we toured the local cheap property that was available, none of which was deemed suitable for our needs. The rest was way beyond our pockets. I chatted with Chris Warnett, Mike Stewart, Nick Bigsby and Bob for a while about what songs to record for demo. The band were being managed by Doug Miles, their agent at the time was Vincent Rudman. Their first floor offices were in Thomas Street, Bristol. I remember going there with them. They were trying to negotiate a recording contract with Philips in Eindhoven, Holland. We also went to the House of Sound studio in Bristol one evening to make an acetate demo disc version of the songs they had made demo tapes for. I couldn't afford a disc cutting lathe at the time for my studio. Gingerbread Man, Faster Than Light, Pretty Patterns and Magic Carpet were a few of the original songs penned by Bob and Mike. They were to be the chosen few. Faster Than Light made it to the presses, so did Pretty Patterns. The boys made it to Holland to record them, and to Germany to play Gingerbread Man live. It was recorded for television broadcast in Germany by the boys in this year. Watch it on the internet. On reflection, I can remember being paid for this job. Hopefully, not a sign of things to come. Use browser back button to return to previous page, to 1969. All he best things in life are free. Gimme money. A day at one of Her Majesty's Courts of Justice in Bristol and spend, spend, spend. Money, The Beatles. Ferrograph 634. Teak-sided portable valve tape recorder. Took up to 8 1/4-inch diameter spools of 1/4-inch wide tape. The record forward slash play heads are under the cover on the right. Beyer M260 mic. The component pieces. Current price, 2010, £240. It had a slim aluminium ribbon suspended between a group of four powerful magnets that got damaged if dropped. Shure 555 mic. The Shure 555, another excellent quality ribbon microphone, favored by both singers and saxophone players. An icon of the 50s. The mirror. Now a collector's item, these early acetate recordings are sought after in America. Re-released on the internet as a download, and also as four tracks on a compilation CD. Bob Pierce at the Bunker Studio, Bristol has a few of the 1986 re-releases left.